This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's 4 o'clock in Melbourne. It's June 14th. Thursday makes it. Time for Dano and Mason driving you home. And my name's Dee Mason. That there across from me is Lisa Dano Daniel. Welcome, Dano.
Hello, Mason. How are you? Are you well?
I am well, thank you. Feeling a lot better than I was last week at this time.
Were you?
You know, last week
was fun. Last week, though.
It was fun. Last week was our radiothon show. Radiothon.
We crammed a lot of people with lurgies into this very
studio. I think that's why everybody's feeling a little unwell now, don't you think?
It's just you. I'm fine.
No, I feel good. Well, if you are listening and you missed our show last week, our lovely podcaster Nicole has put up, in conjunction with our lovely producer Rachel, has put up a podcast of the whole show. In which we crammed in as many humans as we could. I'll just go to Rachel now for the final number, Rachel.
I believe we hit 37.
Literally.
Literally, 37, Judy Kelly.
I think there was a pregnant person, so I think that counts as 37 and one half.
Or it could have been twins.
Yes.
We don't know.
38.
We don't know really the gestation of any of the people that were in here.
There's also the time lapse. That
oh, that's right. Go to Dan or Mason. If you're not yet friends with the Dan or Mason page, you must go and make yourself acquainted.
How wouldn't you be, really?
That's right. If you haven't yet left Facebook, which is apparently the trend this week.
Really?
No, I've spoken
not for
to
people my age, mate. We're taking it.
No,
off.
We're mad for it, us oldies. We've got lots to talk about today, but most importantly, we've got a very special guest coming in at 4:30. So if you're listening and you're just waiting to hear from Elise Platt, or Ali Splatt, as we used to call her in the 80s. Then let's just get that all out of our systems before she comes into the studio.
No, yeah, we're going to say that.
So and we're going to pick her up on the fact, we're going to pick up John Fain on the fact that he was pronouncing her name Alice.
Yeah, not right.
She was doing the conversation hour yesterday.
He probably
but I'm
wasn't
sure.
A big fan of Sons and Daughters in his day. I'm not thinking that that's really his thing.
No, but I saw, it's bizarre, because I was thinking about him and then I saw him in a tool shop in South Melbourne
really?
This afternoon.
Probes.
Ask me why I was in a tool shop, I cannot tell you.
Joy.
Hey.
Finale.
And news this week, and I love this. An off-duty FBI officer.
That's the hard-hitting news in here, mate.
Oh, I love it. Mm. This is actually on the Time website, so I just want you to know that I'm digging.
This guy's deep. Getting Man of the Year, don't you worry.
Oh, Time's Man of the Year. It's already Mason's headshot of the year if you have a look at the website. Off-duty FBI agent was dancing. He was off-duty, but he's dancing, but he's keeping his weapon in his...
He's packing something.
He was packing, but in his back, you know the way they do in the films where they just pop it between their belt and skin at the back. What do you call that? In the back area. of the
I don't think it has an official...
He's tucked his gun into his belt.
Yep.
No euphemism there. And then he's gone and he's doing showing off dancing. Not just regular man dancing. He's doing the crowd has parted a little bit and he's giving it a bit of...
No, there's a giant circle around him.
Yeah, and he's just fully going sick on his... And then
yeah,
he's
but
like
embarrassing.
Yeah, but he's doing a bit, it's a bit
stuff.
Groovy dad dancing. But he's like, back it up, ladies, I'm just going to do a backflip. And then he does a backflip. The gun has fallen out of his waistband, hit the floor, happily, hasn't discharged. He's bent down to pick it up, grabbed it, it's discharged and shot a man in the leg. He's walked off the dance floor.
Yes, do you reckon he's going to keep his job?
No.
That's my question.
Well,
he's been charged with second degree something or other.
Second degree
dickhead. That's a technical
dickhead.
Term.
First degree dickhead, beg your pardon. Second degree dancing. Oh, man, go and have a look at it. What was his name? Something great. Chase Bishop.
You would have had some anecdotes about trying to impress people.
It did make me think.
Surely.
Put your mind to it. What's a time that you've been trying to impress somebody, maybe in a sexy way, by dancing or other activities?
Yeah.
And you've made a complete cock of yourself.
Are we going through till 9? Because that's what's going to be required.
Joy.
you are on Joy 94.9. And geez, Rory Rockstar, who I do love dearly, his timing is everything.
Oh, I lost it.
Robbie Rockstar has just walked into the studio and poked his head in. He knows we've got 4 seconds left of airtime. And he goes, the part of the pants is called the yoke. And then walks out. And we're like, what are you talking about? So thank you, Tash. Tash has called in to say that that
someone
part
actually
of the,
made the effort to call in. I love
the
that.
Part of the pant that we were referring to with the FBI agent off duty who's popped his weapon in the back of his trouser.
Puce, mate. His puce.
Before he did the dick move of shooting a man on the dance floor. It's called the yoke. Y-O-L-K, I would imagine. Oh, no, Y-O-K-E. That's what it would be.
Yes.
Yoke would be worse because that means egg. The egg of your pants. Dano, that time that we were given to think about that while Hobart Curtis was playing New Squeeze, it did occur to me that you must have done something trying to embarrass it. Not trying to embarrass a human. Trying to impress a human and embarrass yourself in turn.
It's too many to tell, but I do have one.
Go on.
That I've collected. When I was about, 15,
mm-hmm.
15, 16 maybe, trying to impress a girl by, and this shows my age, smoking.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty cool.
How impressive,
it's
mate.
So impressive. I tried to be, really cool.
Did you do the drawback?
Oh, yeah, probably. Didn't inhale.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
I know. Anyway, smoking, my mother drives past, I flick the cigarette into a vacant block of land.
Oh, woof.
Set fire to it.
Yeah, okay. Did you put your mother there for the inquest?
But there was a bit of panic. Okay, and maybe some fire trucks arrived.
I do remember that because I used to smoke a cigarette
back
in the day.
It didn't work. She wasn't impressed.
I remember flicking a cigarette out of my car and it went right into the back seat. And because it was Toyota Corolla 1968 model with all the, the sun damage on the back. The back of the seats
had all cracked.
Yeah, and it just went woof. There's this ball of fire as I'm driving down the Hume. Anyway, fun times. My embarrassing story, though.
I thought you were going to tell me there was a girl in the back. Okay.
No, that's all right. No, but the one I told you recently, of course, when I'm trying to impress a lady and fell face first into the ground. But it wasn't doing anything that I thought was that impressive.
Was she there to see it, though?
She was very much there.
Oh, she was. Okay.
Still talks about it.
Right.
But I did smash my face. But that wasn't trying to be impressive. I was just trying to walk with a bike.
Oh, you were walking?
Yeah, well, it's kind of...
You didn't come off your bike.
It's kind of doing that thing where you're a little bit relaxed and you're like, well, I'll sort of half walk, half scoot, like nonchalantly.
Yeah, I seem to remember that when I was like 13. Yes.
Yes, that's right. But I did do one when I was approximately, I think I'd just become adult, so it was probably 18, 19, and I was keeping the company of a much older woman that I would have liked to have had a relationship with.
Holland Taylor?
Holland Taylor. I am not Holland Taylor. I'm the other one. Sarah Paulson in this arrangement. Maybe there might have been a 10-year gap, not that big.
Yep.
And I made a booking at a fancy restaurant and I had a credit card.
Wow.
Which had just been,
an Medibank?
And was it bank card?
Yeah,
probably.
Bank card.
And yes, and I turned up, went and got her in my car, that exact same Corolla, and took her to the restaurant.
Without
and did the whole opening the door thing, did that whole thing, got there, ate the food, and had forgotten my wallet, and she had to pay, and that was the last date.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, because it's not like. Yeah.
You do that a lot, though.
I do.
Not the first time.
It's part of my shtick.
Yeah.
That's
your thing.
Right.
Joy.
Are you going to the Joy's 25 years proud party?
Do you know why? Because, and I'm going to bring both my little friends on in the studio.
Little friends.
That could not sound more condescending or patronising if I tried. But they're both the voice of the next generation.
Yeah.
It is, of course, where is that?
Oh, don't cry, Rach.
Oh, Rach.
Oh, look, I'll hold the tears back.
Happy birthday, Rachel, producer.
Ta.
Hope you don't get a job.
Do you?
Rachel's
that's
applying for a
birthday,
new job and we're
right.
thinking...
We're shaking I'm hands. Open for employment, people. Put it out there.
Yes, except not on Thursday.
If we didn't hog all the salary, we could share it with you, but,
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
what is.
Why don't we pay our producers more? Then they'll stick around.
If we got rid of the limo, then we could probably have a bit room in the budget, do you think?
Oh, man.
It's all right. I'm just in it for the donuts.
Have you had enough fun with that? Because I don't like it.
Yeah. Are you going to the Emerson party, the Joy party at the Emerson?
I'm
rooftop?
Not, but that's only because I'm out of the country.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
you're
yes,
going to
course.
Canada.
Yeah, that's a good excuse, but nobody else does. If you're in Melbourne, you should be there.
Yeah, so tell us the deets, Lisa. I am going.
So it is June 28th, 6:30 p.m. at the Emerson rooftop. It's a fundraiser for Joy. So, money goes to the right.
Well, it is during Radiothon month.
That is true. And just announced, so there's auctions, there's live performances. Just announced is Tim Campbell is joining the party. It's a retro lineup, retro theme as well.
Yes. Now, retro to me is something different to retro to Nicole, our podcaster.
That's right.
Nicole, if somebody told you to come dressed to a party in 90s clothing, what would you wear?
Toddler suit.
Yeah. A nappy.
Come as you were in the 90s. That's what it should be.
A onesie.
That's right. If you want to come and see our podcaster in a nappy... And some of the senior executives here as well, probably.
It's before 6 p.m. We shouldn't be using that kind of humour.
It's after my bedtime.
That's right. Mm. Well, see, I'll just be... 1993, I was probably wearing pretty much what I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be much different.
Yeah, I don't even know. 93, what was that? I was away. Not sure. Was I back? I don't know.
So you were wearing a backpack.
I was probably just wearing op shop clothes like I did from 86
like
to 90.
Like you're still doing now.
Like I'm still doing now. I'm very... And Tim Campbell, what a great get.
Yeah. So others...
So there'll be live performances.
Yes,
if you like that kind
auction.
Of thing, drag queens will
Bring
be singing.
Your wallet.
Not singing.
Unlike you.
Yeah, well, I'll be...
Well, Tim will be singing. Tim will
be
singing. That's what he does.
That's right. So it's a fundraiser for Joy. It's open to all. It's not just volunteers and members, but all
absolutely.
Come along and learn more about Joy, I'm sure, on the night.
Yes,
go I'm just going to say raffles and prizes, even if I don't know that that's true. Just seems like the kind of event.
An auction.
I knew you'd get on board with that.
Yes. So tickets at the Joy website, joy.org.au.
That's right.
Channeling Julia Morris.
Just, I don't know. That got bagged a lot, that show, but I loved it.
I
thought
loved
Julia
it. It
and
my
the
guilty
vet.
Pleasure.
Secret TV shame.
Oh, I've got so many. Four corners. No, that's not a secret TV shame.
Joy.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au. While you've got your fingers on your clacker, you could type in joy.org.au to
you
the website.
You know what clacker means, don't you, mate?
Is it front or back? Front or back bottom? It's one of them.
Let's put the call out to the listeners.
Well, if you say clacker, does it mean... It's like fanny for Americans.
Yeah, I'm confused now.
Is your clacker your... Well, it's not the talk topic we had lined up, is it?
Not at all.
Not at all, but now I want to know.
I
fell flat on a clacker. I think it's your bum. I think it's your back bum.
I thought it was your front bum.
Somebody? Gail Davidson, you're listening?
Yeah.
She'd know.
Producer's madly Googling.
Oh, that'll get you porn, mate. Oh, poor Rachel. I was thinking about Rachel the other... No, not the other day, today.
You want to segue from the discussion of
clacker straight to Rachel.
Yeah, I regret everything.
Happy birthday. What did you get from your elderly aunties today for you?
My elderly aunties, I've been given a bathroom set by my housemate, which
What's
is actually
great. Bathroom set?
Well, you is know, that like little cases to put your bathroom
I
stuff
meant
in.
Like a shelving system or something.
What do you mean, little cases?
A new little lesbian building project for me.
Do you mean a toilet bag?
Like a toilet bag. A couple of toilet bags. Like it was a set, they match. They're very lovely. I'm being appreciative on air. Thank you, Bianca.
Is the toilet bag related to the quilt bag of last week?
Quilt baggers. That was my favourite thing that happened last week.
Yeah, I've taken that up.
And then what did you get when you got into the radio studio?
I was presented with chocolates and donuts, as every good producer should
and
be. Thank you,
guys. Not you.
Everybody. Us. They were delicious.
But I was thinking, the reason we got you chocolates and donuts, and let's not forget that we did take Nicole out for her 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So it's not like, you know, we're lavishing gifts on Rachel. It's only because we can't possibly take you out for dinner tonight. But I was thinking, what is this for a 29-year-old groovy young thing sitting in a studio with a adolescent 21-year-old and two grumpy old lesbians? Is it the worst birthday ever?
It's a dream come true.
So glad.
Correct
you said
answer.
That. Quite sultry too, the way you said that.
But it did make me think. What's the? Because my birthday's in janvier, and it's during school holidays. So my birthdays historically have just been on the beach, just hanging out.
Suffer. Mine are in winter.
Yeah.
Miserable weather.
I would hate to have a winter birthday, and then this, capping it off with this, actually working for free with two old lesos.
In winter.
In winter.
Oh, good.
And then it made me think, Dano, what's your birthday nightmare? What's your worst birthday ever?
Probably when I was quite young, maybe 12, I did ask my mother, begged my mother for a electric guitar, kind of like Susie Quattro would wield, that sort of axe, and she misunderstood and I got a ukulele.
Was it shaped like an axe?
No, no.
Was it a tomahawk?
It was not. It was shaped like your classic uke.
I don't think she misunderstood you, mate. I think she just thought, why don't we start here with these four strings?
Yeah.
And how'd you go with it?
Smashed it.
Like Susie Quattro would.
Right into her face.
No, you didn't. No, you did not. Well, that's funny because my, it's not actually, but my worst birthday ever story was the same year. I was 12 And I got from my mother, it was wrapped, which is unusual because mother didn't wrap presents. So this thing was wrapped and I opened it and it was two things, neither of which make any sense to me then or now. One was a mug from a shop which said World's Greatest Mum.
Right.
And the other bit was a laminated A3 size poster. Everybody had some daggy old aunt that had it and it was a cat hanging from a branch.
Oh, yes,
and
I
it
know
said,
that one.
Oh, shit. And I was like, what?
Was that the same night you had the fantastic dinner, your favourite foods?
No, that was another year, but after that, when I was about 15, they served me for my birthday dinner at the beach, ham steaks and pineapple, which are my two least favourite foods together for my 15th birthday.
And what did she say when you
pushed it? I said to Mum, I hate this, it tastes like metal in my mouth, I hate it. And she was like, well, it's not all about you, there's other people here. I went, it's my birthday.
You poor tragic.
Nicole, you loved all of your birthdays.
Pretty much.
Do you share them?
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Having a twin.
Yeah. It's all hard.
That's probably on equal terms with having your birthday on Christmas Day. That's a bummer, I reckon.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Imagine if you were a twin and born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, thanks.
No.
I'll pass.
And you have to share it with Jesus. Let's not forget.
Oh, can we talk about those signs
baby
later
baby Jesus.
On?
Oh, my goodness. That
can
was
we?
Great. Dano sent me a little thing earlier today and I was thinking, yeah, we will. We'll talk about that.
Famous.
Hey, you know what this is? This is production on air.
Yeah, this is
it's great. It really works. It's great
live,
radio.
Live production meeting.
If you can hear the cogs are turning.
Joy.
Yes, Mason.
Loved that little thing that you flicked to me this morning, which was a very cute article from the Brisbane. Cute? Funny. Article from the Brisbane Times, which was a...
interesting play on words, would you say? It's not really a play on words. It's just an accidental...
It's just disgusting is what it is. Surfers Paradise MP John Paul Langbrook shared a photo on his own Twitter
account. That's Kate's brother, you know.
Is it really?
It is.
Mm. Is it really, though?
It absolutely is.
Wow. He tweeted this sign, which is what... you know those boards that they put out the front of churches? I believe that they're called Wayside... Sermons.
Yes.
Or church boards. And, you know, churches are getting...
rule to live your life by.
Little something, you know, little thought of the week, thought of the day,
yeah,
whatever.
Sort of
anyway, this crazy pastor, Senior Minister Mike Upton, up there in the Gold Coast, has put out on his board, forgiveness is swallowing when you'd rather spit. That's the message from the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spit, as it might be. See what I did there, Dana? Now, what do you think? And so the church has been contacted and they said, oh, no, it means...
What do you mean?
It means holding your tongue when you'd you know, and just got worse. What do you think, though? Can you give a clean spin on that?
No, I cannot. Absolutely cannot.
So it turns out...
Literally can't.
Literally can't even.
No.
It turns out it's a thing because then I Googled church signs funny... Yeah. And as did you,
yes.
And it is actually a thing. And I don't think, what did you say, Rachel? It's the queers trying to undermine the church.
Oh, the queers infiltrating the church and offering to take over the billboards.
Yeah, so there's a gay at every church going, I'll do the billboard.
Yes.
I'll do the billboard.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm happy to get up there.
Well, there's someone going around, you know, particularly America. North America seems to suffer from, you know, embarrassing sermon boards.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect there's someone with a very large... bag of letters.
Semen boards, more likely.
Yes, that's right.
What are you going?
I do like this one from the North Waterborough Community Baptist Centre Church, which is, you can't enter heaven unless Jesus enters you. I like that one.
So you can't actually, because the time it takes you to put up all those letters individually, what you're writing must be running through your brain. And you just got to get a posse of like 3-14-year-old boys to read the sign and go, no, that's dirty, take it down.
Exactly.
Or 2 old lesbians.
Yes.
Would do it.
They need to have it rubber stamped or something. It needs to be like a marketing committee.
Yeah.
Do you like this one? Grace United Church of Christ. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Paul Myers, pastor. I like this one. From the Mola Avenue Church of Brethren. The best gift a mother can ever give was time spent on her knees.
Have we noticed that
there's a lot of knees, actually.
A common theme here.
Yeah, there's a lot of knees. Best way to the top is on your knees. I like that one. Forest Hills Evangelical Free Church, in your right hand there are pleasures forever.
But I understand it.
A lesson
actually,
to live your life by.
That Gold Coast one is actually a rip-off. It's not even original. It's been plagiarised from this one, the New Stanton United Methodist Church, which just, if you're interested, has a Sunday worship 9:19 to 10:44 a.m.
9:19.
Yeah. Forgiveness is to swallow when you want to spit.
Maybe it's in the Bible.
Must be. Well, it doesn't give a reference. It's not peer-reviewed.
Dirty birds.
And I like this one from the World of Life. A 4-inch tongue can bring a 6-foot man to his
That's
knees.
That's rubbish. You're making that up.
I'm not. Grace Baptist Church. Real friends don't rub it in when they rub it out. What does that even mean? No, actually, sorry, there's a better one. Haven's Corner Church. I kissed a girl and I liked it, then I went to hell.
Hey, we've got a great story about kissing a girl coming up. If that doesn't make you stick around on Dan or Mason, nothing will.
Joy.
Now, before we went into the news, we were talking about whether or not it's appropriate to, or whether or not, in fact, we have kissed in the back of a taxi.
Yes.
Now, I blame film, and particularly films in America, because there's often some level of romantic activity in the back of a yellow cab.
Yes.
However, did you know, well, this article came up on CNN, obviously not Donald Trump's favourite news source. Fake news, as he calls it, but two women in the United States of America, more specifically in New York City, Manhattan, New York City, were kicked out of an Uber, unceremoniously booted.
And then there was formal complaints.
For kissing in the back seat of an Uber. Now, you would look at that and you go, I'm ropeable, that sounds like a homophobic attack. No, Lisa, because it is in fact outside of Uber policy. You're not allowed to. I can't remember the exact terms, and we'll turn to Rachel for that in a minute. So but you're not allowed to kiss. You are not allowed to kiss in the back of an Uber.
Or Uber, as my
and
mother likes
Uber,
to call it.
Because it's got the umlaut. Mm. Rachel, what can you not do in the back of a cab?
It's actually under the section of personal space. One is expected to not touch or flirt with other people in the car.
Any other people.
It doesn't say driver.
I mean, you can flirt with the driver, obviously. I mean, that's
it's
dirty
drivers good. And other passengers. And I think that's been put in place because we're just about to implement the shared Uber service. So you may have strangers in the car with you.
Yeah. But that could, if you hook up your Uber and your Tinder, Tinduber.
Yes. Now there's a new app.
There's a good app. Mm. Just drive to me and share a cab. But that's probably why you're not allowed to have the... I didn't know that. So these girls, they reckon they had a quick peck on the face.
Glad you clarified, yes.
And they are together in a human lesbian relationship. And
they've been together 2 years, which is like...
Yes, 25 50. Years in gay years. The driver stopped the car, got out, opened the door, kicked the girls out. And they both complained. The driver and the ladies also complained.
Well, we've actually had a little text here from Jordan who says, I once left a club as someone's takeaway a few months ago and we were kissing in the back seat. And the driver of the taxi pulled over and kicked us out.
Oh.
I'm not familiar with that term. Takeaway.
Takeaway. I've heard of door grab, but not takeaway. Yeah, you know, like the end of the night. All right.
I need to get out more.
Obviously never done it. Oh, no, I'd just stay in, mate. Nothing good. No, I don't know. Have you had an experience in a taxi or an Uber?
Well, I didn't know it was illegal, that's for sure.
Not illegal. I think it's counter to the policy of the organisation. Yes, and I guess it does make sense because Uber has been in a whole shit ton of trouble over those kind. They want to keep it as clean as they can. But, you know, leave left. The most, I'm most likely to take an Uber if I'm not in a situation where I can drive.
Right.
So there might be a champagne on board and there might be kissing. I don't know.
You better avoid the ride sharing.
Yes, keep me away from that.
Joy.
We've got a very special guest in the studio. Hello, Hazel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
What's your favourite song at the moment?
It's one called Money Dance.
Money Dance?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to see if we can find Money Dance.
No, it's Maddie Dance.
Maddie Dance.
Yeah.
I'm just so behind the times.
Yes.
What have you been doing today? Were you at school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Have you been listening to Dan or Mason?
Well, we haven't.
Just say yes.
But Harry has been listening to the radio.
Oh, well, that's something. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more and then we're going to play some songs and say goodbye at the end, okay?
And we've just got a text here, mate.
Can I just say that the work experience students are getting younger and younger? She'll be podcasting in a minute.
Well, she is now.
Oh, she's the new podcaster.
She's got Sanger in the hand and she's podcasting the other.
That's right. Yeah, what's the,
hey,
what's the text?
This is from, it's anonymous, but anyway. We renewed our membership as passionate supporters last night. That's
oh,
the big
good.
One.
Yep.
Chose your show as the one we love in the drop-down options.
I think we get money for that. We get it's like 80% of your donations.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Your show, great music and banter, helps me decompress after difficult Thursdays at work. Thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you, Anonymous.
Platinum member, that's great.
They really loved us. They put their name to that. Don't forget that you can become a member of a variety of levels, but passionate is the highest. Hey, I learnt this today, Dano. You can be a family, because you know family is a very, you can define it very broadly within this community.
Yes.
A family is any number of people and or fur people, fur pets, up to six living at the one address.
Up to six?
Yeah, so there's
up
a whole lot
your
of...
number?
Six.
Mm.
Yeah, so
that
could be
include the Brady Bunch,
two grown-ups, two kids
example.
And two fur babies. I don't know.
True.
Or four people living in some sort of polyamorous situation. I don't know. It could be anything.
Okay.
Could be you and I, Dano, if we lived together.
Okay. That's gone too far.
That's gone too far. Hey, we've got time for one more track before we... hang on. I can see that Rachel's... No. Well, that was awkward, Rachel.
Was
that
it?
Wave at me during a show.
I was just queuing up the favourite song.
Oh, you're kidding me. Have you found it?
I've got it. It's that one right there. Also known as Chandelier by Sia.
Oh, that Maddie track.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love that. Well, this is for our friend Hazel, who is in the studio learning the ropes, and we'll play this coming up to the half-hour news. This is Chandelier by Sia.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.